planet will be eliminated.
Blog Talk Radio.
There's plenty of them out there. Just wonder what's going to the question.
Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Vitor Ra. We say Shema Yasha Allah, peace and blessings to the worldwide family. It's good to be with you this afternoon. It's been quite some time since we've had an opportunity to come to you with Straight No Chaser, which was one of our early launch platforms when we began Social Change Action Network, designed to deal with the ills and uncover the ills of society and how it affects our community, our people, and try to empower our people with knowledge. Since then, we've seen this show, amongst other shows, go in many different directions, but more importantly, reach millions of people. So we continue our efforts and have not had an opportunity to come back and do the lesson because there's just been so much going on in what we call a world. And but there's been things that have been, I'll say, there have been things that have caused a shift in society that have caused people to kind of not even really understand where we are. So we don't just deal with current events from a conspiracy theorist standpoint. What we like to do is consider ourselves agenda analysts, where we like to try and look at the possibilities of what's happening around us, especially from a Hebrew perspective as it pertains to our people. Little do we know that we are the timepiece, because we are the true people of the book and the land that are being monitored physiologically, scientifically. They're looking to see just how quick, how fast you're awakening to the information. And most of us for years have decided not to participate in the school of thought because ignorance has been bliss. But here at Straight No Chaser, we don't care if you can't handle the truth. We're going to give it to you. We know it's weighty. We know it's a burden, but it must be done because we deliver ourselves when we're able to give you our perspective on the situation. So without any further delay, we're going to get into it and cover some of the things that have been going on in our world. I know today was a major day for a particular issue, policy. And of course, you know, these policies are created to destroy our families, policies to destroy families, to destroy the mishpachah. But however, this one would affect quite a few of us. And for years, we would always say, I and other people with truther type broadcasts or fellow Hebrews that were trying to restore the cultural identity of our people, we would always say that, look, we're trying to hurry up and disseminate this information before they take this vehicle, this platform away from us. Well, today we saw the official coming together in New York of a law that they want to pass that will be called net neutrality. And they've dressed it up and presented it to us in a way to where we believe this has something to do with making the internet better. In all actuality, it's giving control to two of the largest corporations that are sponsored by the government to be able to censor the internet a little bit more, slow down your ability to listen to, download, and save shows of what they call fake news. And also all of these videos by our people that are reaching our people that are revealing to them their true identity. We're going to definitely get into this identity thing in a minute. However, prior to the meeting taking place, the decision being voted on, there were tons of bomb threats. They had to clear the courtroom on a number of occasions because of all the bomb threats, because there are some people that really know what this vote is about. And they're lying to the public on exactly what they're presenting. So let me explain to you what they're putting out there. It's the principle that internet service providers must treat all data on the internet the same and not discriminate or charge differently by user, content, website, platform, application, type of attached equipment, or method of communication. For instance, under these principles, internet service providers are unable to intentionally block, slow down, or charge money for specific websites and online content. And so this phrase was, they came up with this phrase from Columbia University media law professor. Now, let me skip down on this article. From the onset, it sounds very good because it's stopping the people from doing what we said they would do, which is pretty much slow down the content or intentionally block it. And people, you have no knowledge of whether your video is being seen, if you're seeing real numbers, because people are telling me and other people out there that they're not getting paid for hundreds of thousands of hits. YouTube is not paying them anymore. That's what this is all about. They don't want these people being compensated, having a job, making income. I didn't know some of these people had started making more than six figures a year. a couple had hit seven figures with their YouTube videos, prank videos, cooking videos, so-called truther videos. These people have been making six figures, and they're putting that to a stop. The article goes on to say a widely cited example of a violation of net neutrality principles was the internet service provider Comcast. They were secretly slowing down and throttling uploads, peer-to-peer file sharing. So they were getting fined. Same thing with AT&T and Verizon. And Verizon Wireless was accused of throttling after users noticed that the videos played on Netflix and YouTube were slower than usual. So what they're trying to see is they don't want to get rid of the internet, because trust me, the internet is a highly usable piece of mind control for them to be able to enslave, control, and torture and kill the public. I'll talk about that in a second. Because we don't even really know why we get addicted to looking at Facebook. Why we get addicted to looking at our phones. We don't understand what's actually physiologically taking place through biochemistry and engineering and frequencies. We really don't understand where the addiction comes from. Why the first thing in the morning, that's what you have to do, as opposed to going to have a drink of water, go outside and thank the Most High for a beautiful day, or even let alone grab your Bible and do something on a spiritual premise, since you just came from a spiritual horizon when you opened your eyes. Why not connect to what you just disconnected from and find peace before you grab your cell phone or turn on your TV? Because physiologically, they are affecting your DNA. There's a genome. The genetics are being affected in society. We're eating and breathing nano dust particles, which puts metal inside our bodies. And these are tiny little robots that connect us to our phones. And they're able to see us through the phones and TV because of the metals that are in our body that are communicating back with them. Sounds like a sci-fi movie, right? Now, unfortunately, people, that's the day and age you're living in. You are public information. You are considered a corporation with a social security number. So they want to have complete control over you, know what you're doing. And I don't know if you've ever heard of a type of insurance called, I think it's called... peddler's insurance, where anybody can take out an insurance policy on you. People didn't know that major corporations would take out this type of insurance on their employees. They drop dead, the corporation gets paid. Well, suddenly a lot of them started dropping dead. And companies were getting money. There's all kinds of crooked ways that this capitalist society makes money off of you. Back to the internet. So I'm quite sure what you have are two fractions fighting, and Netflix and YouTube saying you're slowing down our money, AT&T and Verizon and Comcast, who are controlled by the government, because they wish they had never put the worldwide net out there, because it just has connected people with information as well. These two fractions are fighting against each other. But ultimately, they do want to keep things going in the direction that Google and YouTube and everybody else is going in, to be able to slow down the internet and Comcast, because especially Comcast, because they're losing money to all of the people that stop using Xfinity services and Comcast and paying $200 a month to watch TV when there are so many alternative services coming out there. So once again, it comes down to economics, and it comes down to money, and that's the ultimate control. While I'm looking up some more things about net neutrality, let me say some more things about what also happened today. I may actually play a portion of this video that a gentleman did. Today was also the first day. A couple of things happened. The human brain became connected to the net. That went online today. They also released information today about a triangular anti-gravity, anti-propulsion, triangular UFO-looking airplane, which they originally built in the 60s, got a patent in the late 60s, but just now released the information to the people. And this is some What? That makes it about 25-year-old technology. You have no idea of the technology that they have right now while you walk around here thinking you know everything. They've got, they're 30 years ahead of what they will release to us. They've been testing thought patterns controlling cars. The autonomous cars is just a test. If a car can navigate by itself in the midst of New York City and not kill anybody, then of course they can do this with planes and ships and with robots. And today also, artificial intelligence has demonstrated that it's capable of making artificial intelligence. Let me say that again. A robot can create another robot. If you don't smell extinction, I don't know what you smell. Whoever's left after the bombs drop, they're going to make sure that you all are locked into the matrix and into the computer systems. But here's the crazy thing. The majority of you people want that. You want your mind connected to the internet because you love Google as it is now. I tease my wife all the time. She watches TV with the phone in her hand because if she sees something interesting or somebody she wants to know about, she Googles them while she's watching TV. And she hasn't gotten that far. All praises to the Most High. But there are people that want to have that ability connected to their brains in their minds so that they can quickly gather information while they're observing something. And guess what, brothers and sisters? It's really something antiquated that they weren't born with, but that we who are melanated and used to have strong pineal glands did anyway. But I won't go back that far back. We lost all that during the fall, during the Dark Ages. We lost all that ability when we disconnected from our power, our source, the Most High Yah. But keeping in touch with the things of the current events, which is what I want to do. There are other lessons and shows that we do that talk more about spirituality that help you to connect the dots. And what we're doing is disseminating information. Technology has become a religion. Artificial intelligence is being worshipped. We are going to be the deflectors and detractors of this new way of life. They're going to want to remove us out the way because they feel our spirituality is so antiquated and hateful that it should be removed from the face of the earth. So I utilize technology. I think technology is a wonderful thing. I utilize it on a daily basis, but it is very possible to become addicted to it. They want you to keep the phone close to your brain because everybody will get a tumor from the radiation in the phone and the radiation from the cell towers. Cancer is prevalent. But here's what I want you to know. What keeps it from growing into stage four, I forgot what it's called, it's not benign. I forgot the word, but when it gets to that level or when the tumor grows and it's not malignant and benign, I forgot which one. I can pull it up on the internet, but I don't have time right now. It's all about your lifestyle and what you eat, what you put in your body, the water you're drinking, and the supplements you're taking that keeps the cancer at bay. Hence the reason why 77 holistic health doctors have been murdered and killed, including people like Dr. Sebi that could actually go in and cure this cancer, that teach people how to be vegan and become holistic, right? So we all possess cancer cells in our body, but we never give them an opportunity to grow by exercising, eating right, and praying and keeping the energy from our spirits, keeping those negative forces at bay. So I just want to encourage you to have a day or two where you pull away from technology and fast from it because you're destroying yourselves. You're not enhancing your spirituality and you're not growing. You're becoming one that needs to, you're a slave to the system, but you are it's like you need it, and you are so addicted to it. The reason you're addicted is because of what you don't know. Look outside your window now. Look at the air. You see chemtrails. You see fire smoke if you're in California. The chemtrails are locking the fire smoke in to where it can't dissipate and go out into the ocean. We're breathing in so many harmful, toxic agents along with the nanoparticles, tiny robots. And you're eating these robots too. Look it up on the internet, nano dust particles. And you'll find out more about it. Let's listen to William Mount real quick as he discusses what they did with the human brain being connected today. And then I'll give you an update on what happened at the net neutrality law passing today.
2017, welcome once again to our channel. And we have a very interesting news story for you. Before we begin, we want to thank Virtual Shield. Because without Virtual Shield, we wouldn't be here. The troubles we had getting this story to you with Virtual Shield were bad enough. Imagine what would happen without Virtual Shield. Good grief. This is the story that nobody wants you to hear about. So describe and discover. Never stop learning. This is the human brain connected to the internet. That's correct. For the first time in history, it was successful. They were testing it in September. It's been successful. The human brain has now been connected to the internet. As of today, the idea here is the fighter pilots and our anti-gravity pilots, you know, the little spacecraft that fly at unbelievable speed, can connect their brains directly to flight controls. And in this way, can have quicker reaction times and travel places previously untouched. The problem is the human brain, in these, this is a tough story, folks. The problem is that the human brain in these pilots then degrades within a few months, leaving a pilot unable to even eat or shower. It takes years to rehabilitate this pilot. So when you enter the super duper top secret space program as a pilot, your brain is fried in 3 months. To this end, people like Elon Musk and the owners of Google are pumping billions of dollars to develop the internet brain. They want to hook your brain up to the internet and develop an AI that will drive the aircraft. It's that simple. And they don't want to burn out the pilot's brain, i.e. the tests on the self-driving cars. If you can self-drive a car in the middle of a city like New York City or Seattle and not hit anybody, then you've got the interface that can connect to the human brain and not fry the brain when they fly these things like, the TR-3B, which use patent now, is on the internet. This is our anti-gravity propulsion aircraft. It's flown out of Edwards Air Force Base. It's piloted by U.S. Air Force pilots who use hand controls. Those tested with brain controls are burned out in 3 months.
Okay, I just want you to hear a little bit of him just confirming what I've already told you. But I had to go ahead and break because there is breaking news about the Net Neutrality Conference. And this is a way of enslaving us in control. I'm telling you, eventually, people, you'll become human robots, robotoids, just like the clones that walk amongst us now, right there in Safeway, standing next to you, shopping, possessed by demons. I know you guys think this is all science fiction, but this is technology that they haven't revealed to you that exists. You're walking along side by side, driving next to it. You wonder why some of these people are just so empty, just shellless, or you can see demon spirits on them. Anyway, we're at the precipice of so many things transitioning in our world. We already know what's happening in politics. We're going to talk about that in a second, what's really going on with Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and the move to change the capital. But what happened was the FCC just repealed the vote for net neutrality. The FCC just killed net neutrality. Net neutrality is dead, at least for now. In a 3-2 vote today, the Federal Communications Commission approved a measure to remove the tough net neutrality rules to put in place that were put in place just 2 years ago. Those rules prevented internet providers from blocking and throttling and offering paid fast lanes. They also classify internet providers as Title II common carriers in order to give the measure strong legal backing. So the rules that net neutrality had would prevent them from doing it that just got repealed. So back to the control that we know they originally wanted. They are trying to put a stop to people thinking in masses and having the information like that. They're trying to put a stop to it. So let's see. A lot of people say it's a major victory. Some people say net neutrality has won at the FCC, a 3-2 vote. Federal Communications Commission today established a new open internet order that implements strict net neutrality rules. Talking about it's an open internet, but it has strict net neutrality rules, including prohibitions on site and app blocking, speed throttling, and paid fast lanes. So who wins? This is where you got to do the research, people. It looks as if it's a win, but in actuality, when you do the research, it's giving them more control. Anything that the FCC has anything to do with. So I'll let you look that up. That is not at the top of my agenda. I want to move on. So if you start to notice shows going away, shows are slowing down. But at the same time, the internet is a wonderful tool for them to spy on you and control you. What you'll probably see is that it will probably be faster at certain parts of the day and slower during the evening or doing certain types of traffic. That's what you'll probably see. Because we are moving into the era of everything becoming smart homes. We've gone from smartphones to smart cars to smart homes. Now it's going to be smart cities, smart countries, cameras that are put up that can read your license plate, know who you are, what you're doing in town, turn on another camera at the mall or restaurant you're at, observe you. You are trapped, brothers and sisters. Orwellian Big Brother is right here. Nobody can save you but the return of a Messiah to come back and save you. There are things out here known as direct energy weapons, and I don't think direct energy weapons are a conspiracy. You need to do the research. I don't think it's a coincidence when certain people are dropping dead. My heart goes out to Pastor Darby out of Louisville, Kentucky, who just suddenly passed away. My heart was heavy about a young man who I just observed a little bit, Sean Tatum. Don't know much about him, but he was murdered. It's totally different. Pastor Darby was on the precipice of becoming one of the first black Hebrew, you call him African-American, Christian pastors to start revealing to our people the true history and heritage and legacy of our people in the midst of a Christian setting. And he began traveling around doing that. So he was very credible. So I find it very strange that he suddenly, coming from good health, drops dead and he's removed from the equation. He's very influential through his YouTube program and his Negroland tours that informed a lot of people in the Christian church that you've been under a spell. You're in a deep sleep and a stupor. People, you must understand that the word Christian is in the Bible three times, but Christianity is something that came out of Rome to keep our people in a fog and worshiping a false god. So he was bringing people out of that and helping people to understand that who we are and our true cultural identity, and then he suddenly just drops dead. I want you to do your research on what I'm saying about the internet and the nanodust particles also affects the direct energy weapons as well. The HARP machines and a few other bio-rad machines are all connected to this, to where a man can be given a heart attack in an instant. A man can be put to death at the flip of a switch. A man's health can be taken from him. Put all my trust in the Most High. But you need to know that that's how far advanced the technology is, and they use it on certain people when they feel necessary. I don't think it's a coincidence. There's another one that's in the news that I really want to talk about. And this one is pretty serious. This one is the mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee. Now, you need to understand, Mayor Ed Lee just dropped dead at a Safeway I used to frequent. I tell people all the time that's one of the most remote, in-the-cuts, spooky, tiny Safeways I've ever been in. I don't know why he was there at 10:30 at night and drops dead in the aisle. But nonetheless, he was out shopping with his wife. He just dropped dead. He was perfectly healthy the day before, giving a speech. Nothing wrong with this man. No heart tremors, no signs, no high blood pressure, no pharmakia, anything happening, just drops dead. I don't think that's a coincidence when you take a look at the fact that he is not a typical politician per se. He was more of a social justice type guy in San Francisco in the 70s, fighting for the rights of his Chinese people, then jumped on the bandwagon to help support other economically impoverished people in San Francisco Bay Area. So he fought for, he was an advocate for rights, rental rights, and he was still pushing that agenda in the midst of a city that is experiencing a technical economic boom due to all of these tech firms. It's the gold rush out here right now. Everybody and their mothers moving to the San Jose, San Francisco Bay Area to participate in this tech boom and enrich themselves. And it's happening. We got buildings, skyscrapers going up left and right. I don't even recognize the city I grew up in anymore. It's not the same. And it is overwhelmingly crowded. But you have to understand Mayor Ed Lee's thought process and the things he was fighting for had become antiquated into a city that is becoming a whole lot more like New York City. But the main thing that did spark the problem here in San Francisco, where there's a young lady by the name of Kate Stangley from Pleasanton, which is right across the San Francisco Bay Bridge in the suburbs. She was visiting with her father right there in San Francisco, walking up underneath one of the most beautiful, picturesque bridges, the San Francisco Bay Bridge. They call the Willie Brown Bridge, and they were just strolling. And I've been there. It's a beautiful place to stroll, looking at Treasure Island and Angel Island, right there on the bay. And this particular gentleman found a gun underneath the bench and picked it up, and it accidentally fired and ricocheted, hit her and killed her. Nobody believed that. They believe he just picked up the gun and just shot randomly at just any woman walking, and it hit her. He must have been a hell of a shot if that was the case, because she was walking right next to her father. And the problem is that he is in a city that merely implemented this policy for, called a sanctuary city, something that Donald Trump is trying to get rid of. And Ed Lee was very boisterous and adamant about the fact that San Francisco is not going to stop being a sanctuary city. Well, this, needless to say, this man got off trial. Jury came back and voted him not guilty, and he has thus made a lot of Edomites, whatever you call them, left winger, right wingers. I don't know what you all are, but he's made those people very upset, a lot of Republicans upset. And we have a struggle here in California because California wants to become independent, wants to secede from the Union, and California is under attack from the right wing, and that was the needle in the haystack. I'd say today he's supposed to be going to see if they can catch him on gun possession for his parole, because he was not supposed to be in possession of a gun. I still don't see him being in possession of a gun. I see him finding a gun and touching a gun, but he didn't possess a gun. Nevertheless, I'm not trying to justify his stance. I'm only here to give you the information. Fact of the matter is that a perfectly healthy man that had got underneath somebody's collars and does not fit with the politics of the city that's becoming very progressive, you can suddenly be moved mysteriously. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I'm trying to still analyze the agenda. This whole San Francisco's in shock, but the next day, I want you to know, they're already vetting possibilities of who will be the next mayor. They've got a black woman up in there right now, saying she may be the next mayor, but she, if you ever saw any of her news, some of the news interviews that she's done since he's passed away, she looks scared to death. She knows something that we don't know, and I don't think it's an office that she wants to entertain. You should see her. She's trying to play it off. She thought she had been ready for this, but to see her friend taken out like that, because this city is not, when Ed Lee came up, this city is not that anymore. This city is very serious. This city makes more money than about, I think this city comes in like 13 compared to all the countries in the world as far as its economy. This city and this state, the money that is here, the revenue. So you need to understand that you are still getting fake news, and you'll never know what's really happening. But these are the casualties of war. You know this happened. Now that they're unleashing the papers on Martin Luther King and JFK, they totally tell you that there were six people that shot at JFK. That man had bullet holes going through all throughout his body. Blew his brains out first. No, shot him in the throat first, then blew his brains out, and then had shooters coming from everywhere. There's so many people that report this. So these facts don't come out till later, but we analyze the agenda, and then you need to follow the money trail. Because as soon as this case went to court about sanctuary cities and this man shooting that white woman, everybody all over the United States got upset and mad. Matter of fact, they're calling it karma. She died, so he need to die, him and his sanctuary city. You best believe whoever gets back in that mayor's office is going to have such vastly different views from Mayor Ed Lee, and you're going to see a totally different city. But you go ahead and keep believing that this is all coincidence. You, my friend, could be up under mind control. We want to holler the way they do our lives. They know who we are, with a secret hidden, and the fact that they're trying their hardest to put us under mind control. Let me tell you something about, we used to talk about MK Ultra and mind control a lot, and nobody believes it, but we've been watching it our whole lives. When we would go to the carnival, go to fairs, and they would ask for 10, 12 people outside the audience, see who would like to be hypnotized. And they were showing you that they've been practicing this skill on soldiers and different people for years. Well, if you do remember that, you might remember how the hypnotist would always say, when I snap my finger, or when I say such and such, you will bark like a dog, cluck like a chicken. Well, they've improved that technology due to what they can do with the internet and everything else. Some of you are being hypnotized and programmed by your phones, Facebook, the internet, your television. That's why you go into sometimes a trance and you have to catch yourself. And you start hearing thoughts and thinking thoughts that you think are yours. This is a part of the energy weapon and HARP, the internet, the frequencies that are floating through your house, through the smart meters, and your internet signal in your home. As long as they can keep you eating the bad foods, breathing the nano chemtrail dust and particles, which you do, and living an unhealthy life, they can better and easily control your thoughts and your emotions, make you passive and aggressive. Some of the most horrific MK Ultra people that like blew up the movie theater in Denver, Colorado, the shooting in Vegas, different people. It's been purported that they can get one phone call and hear word. There's people all on the internet that told that they used to be on the MK Ultra. They're called, they give a trigger word, and they go into it. Mind is gone, and they do what they've been programmed to do. Why would you not want to believe something like that? Why do you think? I'll tell you why you do it. It's called this. It's called predictive programming. When you go to the movies and you see this in a movie and you see it on TV, then you're quick to dismiss it and say, I saw that in the movie and TV. That's all lies. It doesn't work. It's not true. But yet we're seeing such a high rate of suicide and people snapping daily, and they were perfectly fine. I can't even put my finger on this young man, this brother from St. John's that graduated from St. John's University that would go out at night and just shoot and kill people. That young man looks like he could be my son, looks perfectly healthy, sound of mind, but he would just snap. Programmed. Mind control. And if you don't have a spirituality and a prayer life to be able to have discern things and to know what you should and should not do, then you're going to become a victim to it. And I'll tell you the people who become victims the most, because this is how they do it. People who are traumatized and have been through traumatic events in their lives. In other words, if you've been raped, ostracized, criticized, rejected, been in bad car accidents, bad things have happened to you, been beat down, your brain becomes traumatized and begins to compartmentalize various aspects of your brain and recess certain memories that can be triggered and come back about. Because you'll bury those emotions deep and will actually believe yourself that they didn't happen and they did happen. So once your brain has become compartmentalized, I studied neurology, read some books in my own personal time. I don't believe in no university doctor teaching me. I believe in a library card for $1.50. So the people that did studies on the minds and brains, I studied neurons, neurology, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, and how it affects us. But the trauma, this is why they even do hazings in college before you join a secret society, because they want you to create a trauma. Trauma creates compartmentalized brains, which means different areas of the brain that have different personalities that can be dealt with, triggered, and programmed. Man, if you don't have the Most High in your life, I don't know how you're surviving out here. So this is why you're quick to not want to believe that you can be programmed and that these things are happening to our people. So mind control is very real. Let me skip on to something else. This next segment that I want to get into is Black identity extremists. But before I get into it, I want to talk about the fact that the reason this is so important to a lot of people, and I got a clip to play of Mr. Sessions being put on the spot for what he's doing with the FBI and coming after us. And we haven't done anything, don't even have any strong Black groups like the Panthers. I mean, the Black Lives Matter, that's a joke. That's ran by a bunch of lesbians and multicultural people, and George Soros is funding it just to create confusion and havoc in the streets. That doesn't represent our people. You know, we're at the point now where we're pretty much saying, let my people go. I'm in agreement with Farrakhan. I can't believe he said that. You know, you call me a Muslim if you want. I'm just in agreement with what he said. He said, let my people go. Let us go. If you're so busy worried about making sure Israel gets land and Palestine gets land, how about us as a people? I mean, are we coming up in the conversation? I mean, because, I mean, you owe us a lot of money. How about you take all that money you owe us and buy some land and let us go over there? Why are you keeping us here? So it's going to be a let my people go. We would like to have a piece of land, too, where we can have we can flow in harmony and come back to our culture and our standard. He said that. It's because they know who the real people are of that land, and Black and brown. There's a gentleman by the name of Pastor Omar Tebow. I want you to keep him in your prayers, since you've got pastors that are waking up that are dropping dead, and I know they're being targeted. This brother was targeted and sent a letter from the Muslim Islamic community in protest of what Trump has done. And he talks about it. I'm going to play a brief clip of him reading the letter to his church because he got a little nervous. Like, why did they send this letter to me? Because now he knows he's going to be watched and that he's really being profiled. But I'll let you all know, every one of you have a dossier on you. Your conversations, your texts, everything. So let's be real about that. Let's see if I can find it and hit this clip real quick where he's reading the letter.
Receive a letter. Now, this is going to blow your mind. All right? Because James, am I lying? All right, we receive a letter. Now, let me show you a copy of the letter. We receive it in English, and we also received it in Arabic. Amen? And they are burnt about this recognition of Jerusalem. Now, why they done said that to me, I don't know. Why are people going to be watching me? I see all kind of people at the game today. Go whosoever. No, where are they going to send that to me for? But they watching you, Israel. They watching you. You got time clock. They watching you. Because your motions, your movements, your ascent, your rise, your prosperity show the world where we at right now. They wrote us. Now look what they say in the letter, right? All right? Go to the next clip. Look what they say. Hallelujah. This is where it's from. The Saeed Abdul Hadi, the administrative trustee, the global guardians of the Al-Aqsa. You know what I'm saying? The Dome of the Rock and stuff like that. The gardens of it. And they writing us at Philly and they say, they telling us, Washington cannot broker peace negotiations on behalf of the Palestinian and the Jerusalemite family. They can't broker peace negotiations between the Palestinians and with the 13th Jewish tribe of European Ashkenazi Khazars, who, contrary to Nikki Haley, who is our UN ambassador, she asserted at the United Nations today, amen, they're saying that contrary to what she said, this 13th tribe, these European Ashkenazi Khazarians, do not carry any biological lineage to the original black, brown, 12 tribes of the Hebrew. You know, you're the only one that don't know who you are. The rest of the world knows who you are. See, these people have no biological lineage. This is why the UN, time after time, say, y'all got nothing to do with this city and nothing to do with this country. And they get mad. The UN is somehow against Israel. No, they're not against the real Israel. They're against the fake one. Yeah.
I'm going to bring him back in a second, but I want to say something to you. The 13th tribe is a book written by Arthur Koestler exposing that the Khazarian Zionists are not Hebrews, and not a part of the 12 tribes. They were planted there because of the Balfour Declaration back in 1948. They don't have the bloodline, the seed line. They are Revelations 2 and 9, 3 and 9, the synagogue of Satan. They don't believe in the Bible because it's not their history book, and they don't believe in Christ. They say he's burning in hell in excrement. And this letter is, that letter was sent to me, I'd be a little, I might hire a couple of security guards myself too. So I'll play some more of this and then I'll comment on it. I want you to hear the rest of this. He read this to his congregation after he received his letter.
That's what these people wrote to us, man. No lineage to the original black, brown, 12 tribes of Hebrew Israelites. They can, nor can they trace any historical relation to Jerusalem or Palestine. You're the only one don't know who you are.
Okay, so he's pretty much just, that's a powerful letter for his congregation to reinforce what he's been saying. And once again, he got this letter, look this up if you're at home, from the Global Guardians of Al-Aqsa, A-L-A-Q-S-A. the administrative trustee, Saeed Abdel Hadi. Saeed Abdel Hadi. And what they're saying is what the whole world is saying. The whole world knows that the people that left Israel were black and brown hue, just like the people in the Bible are of black and brown hue. And this is why the prophecy in that book says that Israel will be made a cup of trembling, meaning Israel is going to be the source and at the behest of the Third World War. And Alfred Pike prophesied this with his satanic Baphomet Freemason behind, that it would be between the Zionists, Khazars, and Islam would be this Third World War, the Muslims. And little do people know in the news over here why you're so brainwashed and programmed with our television. As soon as Trump made the announcement, they started shooting bombs. Hamas and the other one started firing at Israel, and Israel's firing back. They already at war right there on the strip, shooting at each other. People dying right now as we speak. And while they're doing this, they're sending letters to say, look, we're standing on behalf of Palestinian and Jerusalemite family with the, they said, peace negotiations on behalf of the Palestinian and Jerusalemite family with 13th Jewish tribe of the Khazars, who contrary to Nikki Haley's assertions at the United Nations today, they don't carry any biological lineage. These people over there, overseas in the Middle East, know that they have no biological lineage to the land. The closest that people that do come close to having biological lineages are the Palestinians, but that's not their land either. So what they've done is they've taken the place where the Palestinians worship, and they said, now we're going to be over here, and you got to get permission from us to come and worship at your temple. So we're going to block it off, or we'll probably just go ahead and tear it down. So we're getting ready to go into World War III, people. You need to understand that's what's happening. But the people that they're getting ready to tear down their temple and their mosque, they would probably gladly welcome us if we were coming home back to the land that belonged to our forefathers, our ancestors, and prophesied to us in the book. But they see these people who are there who can care less about the people that live there, the Khazars, what they're trying to do, to wipe them off the face of the earth. So they're ready to die for it and go to war. Well, they're just like cleaning up my house that I'm getting ready to move in. You know, clean up the house, get it all straight. So when it's time for us to get back to where we need to be, it'll be just right. So there's a lot that's going to come on this world based on this. But I'll tell you what, don't believe for one second that America does not know about these people knowing who we are. They know that we're waking up, which has a lot to do with the story about the internet as well. We're mostly waking up through the advent of the internet. People are waking up. Our people have been in a stupor. We're waking up to our culture. We're not waking up to religion. We're not waking up to no falsehood or any lies. We're coming back to our culture so that we can restore the dignity and prominence of our people and walk with some respect around here, because we built this place. But, you know, we would gladly go back to where we came from. And it's not the jungles of Africa, but to the royalty of Yerushalayim, which is why at the beginning of the show I said Shema Yasha'Allah, Yahuwah, all praises to the Most High. So listen, as you get into the black identity extremist piece, the reason that we're back on the FBI's radar is because of the mass awakening of our people. But we are not a threat, because we've always been a God-loving people. Because we would have been blowing stuff up for quite some time with all the hangings, lynchings, and back shootings that have transpired on our people. And it vexes me to see the people talking about, oh, we forgive them, but that's just who we are by nature. But we need to learn about the imprecatory prayers as well. I got one more to play for you that can speak on this probably a little bit better than myself. And it was a hearing. On Now This. Let's listen to this.
I would like to ask, Mr. Chair, unanimous consent to enter this report into the record, which is Black Identity Extreme.
This is Karen Bass, Ms. Bass, Democrat, California, interviewing Jeff Sessions, and she wants some understanding on this new Black Identity Extremist thing. Let's listen in.
Likely motivated to target law enforcement officers. I believe earlier you said you were not familiar with the report. Is that correct?
Well, I haven't read it. I know some of the alleged targeting of.
Starts off backpedaling. Jeff Sessions. I haven't read it. I wish you could see his eyes. He's batting his eyes, shifting his eyes. First sign of lying. Bad body language. He's read it. He knows what it's about. But this takes me back to when FBI Edgar Hoover came out with the he was coming against the Black Panthers, and he called it COINTELPRO. It's just another name. Let's listen in.
Officers.
Okay, so I would like to know, and I'll ask you about that in a minute. So you are somewhat familiar with it. Who had the power in your department to order a report like this?
I'm not sure how that report got ordered. I don't believe I explicitly approved it or directed it.
Lying.
Okay, so you haven't necessarily read the report, but you are familiar with the term black identity extremist?
Well, I think so, yes.
So can you tell me what that term means to you? Do you believe that there is a movement of African Americans that identify themselves as black identity extremists, and what does that movement do?
Well, it'd be interesting to see the conclusions of that report, but I'm aware that there are groups that do have an extraordinary commitment to their racial identity, and some have transformed themselves even into violent activists.
Are you aware of white organizations that do this as well? Given that white supremacy is well-documented, well-researched movements such as the neo-Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, et cetera, are they white identity extremists?
I didn't follow that question, please, again.
Is there a term or a report on white identity extremists? You mentioned you were familiar with black people who identify with their racial identity.
Yes, but it's not coming to me at this moment.
Not coming to you?
It's
certainly a group such as the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, and then the skinhead movements, but there's a racial identity white movements that have been identified for sure.
So has the FBI done a report on white identity extremists that are likely motivated to target law enforcement officers?
I'm not aware of that.
Suddenly I'm not aware when that's what they need to focus on. But let's focus on these black folks, and they're trying to say, like, we're coming after the police. We're not coming after the police. What it is that you're scared of retribution because you're scared of the awakening and the knowledge. So it's like the chains are coming off the people's eyes and we're becoming a nation again. We're not just some people that rode on the back of the bus and picked your cotton and went to the back of the restaurant. We have a rich heritage that you've lied about for years. I tell you, worldwide family, that this is a matter of national security. I know it is, which is why I pray for the safety of these pastors, these Hebrews on the streets preaching, and even us when we do what we do, because it is a matter of national security, because it's tied into so many things. And even just from this lesson, you can see the dynamic of what the vastness of what it covers, from the internet to international politics. It's all deeply ingrained in every story I've talked to you about. So let's finish listening to this.
Could you name an African-American organization that have committed violent acts against police officers? Could you name one today? In this report, they name organizations from 30, 40 years ago, but can you name of one today that has targeted police officers in a violent manner?
I believe I could, but I would want to be to confirm that and submit it to you in writing. But I believe we had, within the last year or so, four police officers killed by a group that some have described as extremist.
Would you consider Black Lives Matter a black identity extremist group?
I'm not able to comment on that.
Yeah, George Soros and them
would
kill
you. Declared it.
So you should know that a lot of activists around the country are very concerned that we're getting.
He can't comment on Black Lives Matter because they're controlled opposition people. I need you to know what controlled opposition is. Let's make this look more legitimate by creating an opposing force. But let's be in control of the opposing force by paying them to do what they do. Black Lives Matters runs ads in every city to pay people $18 an hour to come out and protest, funded by George Soros, to create chaos in the streets. Okay? What you do with the Freemasons and the Illuminati, what they believe, is to present chaos. Order comes out of chaos. That's one of their beliefs with their satanic premise. And also present the problem and then offer the solution. So they have to have this controlled chaos. There's no way you can navigate yourself through this type of fog unless you get some straight no chasers, some knowledge, some truth, and some spirituality and understanding of what's happening in the earth with the two highest spiritual opposing forces. Let's finish listening.
To repeat a very...
Let's go back.
Not so declared it.
So you should know that a lot of activists around the country are very concerned that we're getting ready to repeat a very sad chapter of our history,
mm-hmm.
where people who are rightfully protesting what they consider to be an injustice in their community, which is their relationship with police officers, are now being targeted and labeled as extremists and are going through periods of surveillance and harassment. And so I would like to know, what is your department going to do to protect the rights of average citizens to protest if they have a concern about police officers?
This department will not unlawfully target people.
So if that's the case, then I would ask that you review this report, Black Identity Extremists Likely Motivated to Target Law Enforcement Officers, because I personally don't believe that any such organizations exist. The organizations that are referred to in this report are organizations from decades ago. And so I would like to know, what will you do to essentially roll back what is listed in this report? Because it's not accurate. Sir?
We will look at the report. I actually would be interested in reading it. But they usually do an excellent job, objective and fair, on those kind of reports.
I wish you could see the look on this man's face. He's pissed off that this sister, Miss Bass, California Democrat, I believe, and she's sitting on this panel. She is grilling the Honorable Jeff Sessions. And if you could see, she exposed him, because they are attributing BIE, Black Identity Extremists, to groups like back with the Black Panthers. And we're trying to galvanize our community. We're not trying to galvanize people to go shoot the police. We're trying to even wake up these Black police officers and tell them to wake up. So you should have saw the way he was trying to squirm in his chair and cover up and was unable to, because they know it's unfair. You can find this on Now This, Sessions Pressed on FBI's classification of BLM and KKK. He was asked to explain, why are the FBI investigating our people? It's just a reason for them to begin to harm us, harass us, come through your home and look on your cameras and your internet, do weird things on your front door, knock on your door, see you on the streets, try to get you upset, create road rage. Yeah, some of you actually even get followed to work to see where you work at, where you shop at, and harass you in stores and try to get you to lose your cool. I need you people to become much more aware of your surroundings and become intelligent about how you respond to people and what happens. Not even react, but be settled in your spirit with your calmness. Which is why we tell our people to come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. So important. Well, listen, I've been talking for over an hour, and I haven't done this in a while, but I could keep going. But I think I want to stop it right there. That was an excellent article, an excellent interview. I don't want to hear anything about no BIE. It's just the same thing as when somebody says, I killed him because I was in fear for my life. So people keep the peace and keep the sanity. Keep your health. Keep your prayer life going. Keep the Most High God first. And let's pull up out of this society and out of this system and become whole within ourselves. And let's start loving ourselves too. Well, listen, that's my time. I'm getting ready to let you go. And before I let you go, I'm going to say, as we always say, where the phrase was originally coined with Straight No Chaser, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. Happy Feast of Dedication to you all. Please tune in on this Shabbat to listen to our Blueprint for Life lesson. And look me up on Facebook, /VTorahTamaTorah, with articles and news and information to keep you abreast. We will be having a celebration and a gathering to commemorate that great story out of the Book of Maccabees about that Feast of Dedication, so we can just really come together with our people and have a good time. You're more than welcome to come. So thanks for tuning in to Straight No Chaser, and keep the faith. Come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. Peace.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
woo.